This is Fresh Air, music from movies. Ever since the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever sold more than 9 million copies, the record industry has placed a high premium on movie soundtrack albums. The Fever album also was the first to include many different artists performing new songs. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of three current soundtrack albums, a couple of which he says may even do better than their movies.
In recent years, it's been proven that even awful movies can yield successful soundtrack albums. Remember Cocktail, the dog that starred Tom Cruise as a bartender? Its soundtrack included the Beach Boys' Kokomo. The song made it to number one. The album sold over 2 million copies. Tom Cruise's new movie, Days of Thunder, has an extremely eclectic soundtrack album. 11 artists, including Elton John, Guns N' Roses, Chicago, and Cher, pop up here. The Elton John song, however, called You Gotta Love Someone, is one of his more skillful recent performances. It harks back to the mid-70s, when he really knew how to create a catchy pop record.
You can win the fight, you can wrap a piece of the sky. You can break the rules, but before you try, you gotta love someone. You gotta love someone.
Another soundtrack album for the recently released Adventures of Ford Fairlane is, of course, a collector's item for the singing debut of its star, Andrew Dice Clay.
I got a 65 Cadillac, bad tire on my back, charge called to gold black, but I ain't got you. Got women to the right of me, got women to the left of me, I got chicks all around me, but I ain't got you. I got the tab at the liquor store, I hit the number 444, I got a mojo, but don't you know, I'm all dressed up and no place to go. I got women to the left of me, I got women to the right of me, I got chicks all around me, but I ain't got you, but I ain't got you.
Believe me, all the fuss people are making over this guy about how offensive he is, the Dice Man is no enduring threat to American culture. He tells jokes about as well as he sings, and the movie has already faded at the box office. I'm betting his career is just about out of here. The Ford Fairlane soundtrack is mostly overloaded with hard rock banality by the likes of Motley Crue, Billy Idol, and Richie Sambora, whose version of Jimi Hendrix's The Wind Cries Mary suggests that he'd be better off just being known as Cher's boyfriend. But what I regret is that no one seems to notice the one real treasure on this album, Glad to Be Alive, a touching duet by Teddy Pendergrass and Lisa Fisher.
So you're feeling bad, got no one around. Oh no, wish you had that someone
to make you feel.
Every day I'm glad to be alive.
Warren Beatty's Dick Tracy movie has yielded no fewer than three new albums. There's Madonna's I'm Breathless, reviewed here a while back. There's Danny Elfman's instrumental music, which does little more than rip off his own Batman score. And there's also an album called Just Dick Tracy, produced by Andy Paley. It's the one getting the least attention, and it's also the most interesting. If you're trying to figure out Andy Paley's contribution to the film's soundtrack, well, he did everything that's not Madonna and not an ominous instrumental. He produced, for example, the Jerry Lee Lewis track that's heard very briefly in one quick scene in the movie.
I didn't mean to make a scene, it's really not my style. I raised some cane and called some names, I guess I got myself a little wild. If I brag too loud and act too proud, don't blame old Jerry Lee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. I had myself a little splash. I said, you no good piece of trash. Shot my mouth all through the night. But Lord, my bark's bigger than my bite. If lies were told, if I was bold, don't take it personally. It was the whiskey talking, not me.
Now, Jerry Lee Lewis fans will instantly realize that that's the best the old killer has sounded in years, and we have Andy Paley to thank for that. There's other stuff on this collection that I certainly don't remember from the movie, but is worth hearing, such as this odd team-up of K.D. Lang and the gospel group Take Six.
Ooh, the country's long and wide.
The Santa Fe's my bride.
I'll hop her when she sails.
That's why I'm riding the rail.
I'm riding, I'm sliding, I won't last too long. Got a bandana and a whistle for a song. There ain't no wheels on the floor of a jail. That's why I'm riding the rail.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's why I'm riding the rail.
Woo, woo, woo.
Again, to my ears, Andy Paley has redeemed a singer. That performance by K.D. Lang removes many of the coy mannerisms of Lang's country material. With similarly good performances by artists ranging from August Darnell to Darlene Love, it would be a shame if Andy Paley's Dick Tracy work got lost in the media shuffle.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.